Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Last night, an elderly man walked up to police in riot gear in Buffalo, New York, at a protest. He spoke to them, and at one point, two officers shoved him. He went backwards, he hit his head on the cement, and he started bleeding out from his ear. He's alive in serious condition. Why do we know this? Because there's a video. But initially, the police department in Buffalo said that there was a man who tripped and fell. Once the video surfaced, the police department changed their story and said the mayor was deeply disturbed, the police chief was going to suspend the two officers without pay and launch an immediate investigation. Would we have ever known the truth had there not been that video?